We're back to the Neil Haley show, and my guest is an entrepreneur, a military man. I want to learn about his military career, his entrepreneurship, and now life after business, and how he's really out there speaking. He did a TED talk, all these things. So I'm excited to welcome Alan Porter. Alan, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. It's a great honor and privilege to be here. I really thank you for this.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for your service. And that's the thing we make a mistake in this country is anybody that has worked, been in the military, they have served us. And we should honor them constantly because without them, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have today. So thank you
Exactly.
again for your service. So tell me some of your military career and some of your highlights that you're talking to me off air about.
Well, when I was 19 years old, I had a 13 draft number. I was married and my wife's pregnant. And the recruiter told me, he says, "Alan, I got bad news for you. I keep you out." Well, I got bad news. "Yeah, I know. I got a 13 draft number, but I can keep you out of Vietnam." I said, "Okay, what are you going to do?" He said, "Well, you got to have combat arms, armor, artillery, or infantry." I said, "Well, keep me out of Vietnam. They tell you that anything." But I went armor. I lived in Nebraska. I had my advanced individual training in Fort Carson, Colorado. I'd never been out of state before. So I'm out there at Fort Carson. I had a guarantee for 3 years. They just moved the 4th Infantry Division back from Vietnam. And in my 3rd year, I elected to go to flight school, Warrant Officer Flight School down in Fort Rucker, Alabama. And that's the best move I've ever made. I became an instructor pilot. I finished up my career as a Black Hawk instructor pilot.
Okay.
I tell people how to safe landing for every takeoff. I dodged all the bullets. I did things with special operations that there's very few people in the United States that have ever done this. I qualified for the National Helicopter Team in 1981. We went over to Pulkowicz Trebanowski in Poland and won the World Helicopter Championships.
Oh,
And
wow.
we beat the Russians. They've never been beat before. That's one of the greatest things that ever's happened in my life. And I tell you, when the national anthem was played, I cry every time.
Especially at that time and your age, and we know about the Russians, and
Yeah.
especially almost the same time as the Olympic miracle in the 1980.
Exactly right. And I remember that day because I was in Grafenwöhr, Germany. I was flying a general. And we're going back to the aircraft that day. And he stopped troops in the middle of formation and said, "Do you realize what happened last night? The hockey team beat the Russians. That's never happened before." It was very, I remember, there's certain things that you remember at certain points in your life.
Well, I remember I was only like 8 years old, but it was so exciting. And this is the first Olympics I was really into. And wow, what an amazing opportunity before they allowed professionals to have that. And that was really what set hockey on its level in the United States to see that unbelievable thing and to beat the Russians. Because at that point, we were fearful of a nuclear war. We were fearful of all these kind of things we're fearful for now. Isn't it history repeats itself in so many ways? After Carter, who destroyed the country completely, Reagan came in and changed everything and brought the economy back and everything. But it took a couple of years. And it just started from the releasing the hostages to everything. And then everything started getting better and better and better with the economy and the 80s, in which kicked off a really good 80s life with Reagan as president. So hopefully that could happen. We'll talk about that later. You talked about after your career in the military, again, thank you again for your service. You talked about you owned a mortgage company. And so tell me specifically, was that your first entrepreneurship? Was the
Well,
mortgage
no,
company?
I got my real estate license back in 1985. I was in stationed in Korea in 85. I came back. I got a degree completion program. And I got my real estate license because all I was doing was going to school at night, playing golf during the day. And I got my bachelor's degree while I was in the Army. And so I kept my real estate license active. And then when I retired in 1993, I sold real estate for maybe a year and a half. And I really didn't like it at all. And somebody talked me into doing the mortgage business and helping people with debt. So I got into that, and then I got my own mortgage company. And up until 19, or excuse me, 2008, when the mortgage crisis hit, I loved it. I made a great six-figure income. I had about five loan officers working for me. But when that hit, things changed for me, and I saw what the Wall Street was doing, because banks. As an example, you could go with a bank and you could go to your closing statement and you have a 6 point or a 2.5 interest rate or whatever. Now, the bank may be making a half a point or a whole point on the backside of that interest rate. And they wouldn't have to show it on the HUD statement. But for independent brokers, I have to show that. So that shows an expense. So I would lose massive amounts of business to banks because of that, but I give them the same interest rate. But so I got tired of that. I was doing 10 times the work and making one tenth the money. But some tragic things happened to my family. Approximately 15 years ago, my son at 35 became 100% disabled. He has type 1 diabetes,
Oh my.
and he's got this disease called neurocardiogenic syncope. It shuts off the blood flow to the brain.
Oh
He
my.
comes like a paraplegic. You can't walk. I mean, I've got videos of it. It's absolutely mortifying to me. And 3 years after that, he's still not getting his disability. He only got that in the summer of 2010. That's after we hired an attorney. But we went to Little Rock, Arkansas, where he lived with his wife, Lynn, at age 39. And they had two daughters, Taylor and Lauren. They were 7 and 4. And everything was fine. We went down to the crypt, came back. But on January 5th, 2010, I will never forget this. Another thing that sticks in my mind. Lynn calls me, says, "Alan, I've been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. They give me 6 months to live." And I was, of course, we were devastated.
Right.
And Lynn died a year later, but I knew nothing about insurance products. Okay. I thought you had to die to benefit from insurance products. I said, and I started learning things. Lynn had a terminal illness rider on her life insurance policy that let her access up to 90% of the death benefit within 1 year of diagnosis, completely tax-free. I had no idea. And 99% of people out there don't either. But if it had not been for the insurance products, my son would be bankrupt. And it took a huge financial strain off of me. But about I think 2 years later, my daughter just had her third grandson. I mean, excuse me, my third grandson. And she got breast cancer. She had 16 chemo treatments, a double mastectomy, 35 radiation treatments, and reconstructive surgery. And now she's 8 year can eight or 9 years cancer free. Thank God. But what insurance products have done for my family, can do for everybody's family, is protect their financial future, protect them from long-term care, protect them from everything out there the stock portfolio cannot. So I started studying insurance products. I've just finished my fifth book, Wealth Beyond Taxes. I've spoken at Harvard. I've spoken at West Point. I've been published in over 320 publications across the United States. All what I want to do, I want to educate people on the financial strategies that the wealthy and the financial institutions have been using against us for years. And one of the greatest things, what I do, I specialize in reducing debt and taxes. I show people how I can eliminate, or I can reduce, or possibly eliminate both debt and taxes and give them more spendable income.
Oh my.
I educate people on the effective interest rate. And I'll give you a perfect example. I have a friend of mine. I showed him a tax-free retirement plan that I've done, and he wanted to do that. He just retired from the military, and COVID hit. He says, "Alan, I can't do this because I don't know how COVID's going to affect our income."
Right.
Last fall, he called me up and he said, "Alan, let's do your retirement plan. I really like it. It protects my family, gives me tax-free retirement that does not affect taxation of Social Security. Does not affect the means testing of Medicare Part B. It avoids probate. It protects you from liens, liabilities, and litigation." And I said, "Okay, let me ask you a question. How much debt do you have?" So he said, "Well, I just bought a new house. I got two car payments." He had 11 payments. He was
Right.
in debt. So, I don't know, $496,000 in debt. And I said, "What's your interest rate on your mortgage?" He said, "It's 2.75." So what I did is I did a report for him. And we did a Zoom conference the next week. And I said, "No, you have a debt. You have debt just like everybody else in the United States. But that's not your problem. This is your problem." I showed him on the chart. "And your debt, your problem is your effective interest rate. You have a 2.75% interest rate on your mortgage. Your effective interest rate is over 49%." He said, "How's that possible?" He said, By the way, what is that?" I said, "Well, understand this. You're not going to get down to the 2.75% until the last few months of your mortgage. Now, between all of your bills, these 11 bills, he had excellent interest rates. His average effective interest rate was over 43%.
Wow.
So I said, what financial vehicle are you investing in that will give you a 43% return on your money? He said, well, there's absolutely nothing. I said, yeah, nothing that's legal unless you hit an IPO or something.
Right.
But let's get rid of this debt first and go this. So what I showed him, by the time we end up, I said, do you have a plan to get out of debt? He said, well, yeah, I do. I'm making extra payments on my mortgage. And we'll be out of debt by year, night, or excuse me, 2022, excuse me, in 22 years. And I said, well, how would you like to be out of debt in 10.13 years? I'm going to save you over $65,000 in interest, and you're going to have in a cash-free, a tax-free cash account that you become your own banker over $139,000 with a $600,000 death benefit that you can use for long-term care or a legacy for your children. He says, oh my God. And I'll never forget this. It's one of the most emotional presentations I've ever gave. He's a big, tall, black guy, teeth white as ivory. And he looked up at me, and he smiled from ear to ear, and there's tears coming down his eyes. He said, Alan, you made a dream of mine come possible. I
Wow.
never thought I could be out of debt at 52. Now we can do anything that we want for the rest of our lives because you show me this strategy.
So
Nobody else has
powerful.
ever talked to me about it. Well, I said, don't feel lonely because 99% of the people I talk to include CPAs, attorneys, financial planners, and all my clients, why hasn't anybody ever told me about this stuff before? I said, number one, they're not educated. Number two, they're not licensed to sell the product. And number three, especially with financial planner, it's the way they're paid. But what I do, my business, I treat them like a doctor. Okay. I'll ask question after question and I expect answers because I need to know what is in your goals and desires, what you want to happen. Because if I don't have answers to these questions and give you some feasibility study or some financial plan, it will be malpractice. Now, I have a team of people that I work with, top CPAs, top financial, excuse me, top tax-specific attorneys, and other specialists in their fields where I collaborate with them. So we can come up with financial solutions for people's problems. And not everybody can know everything. And one of the things I tell affluent clients, because I work with a lot of doctors, lawyers, business owners, and they tell me, well, I've got my attorney, my CPA, my financial planner to handle all my tax decisions, my financial decisions. I said, listen, I'm not here to replace your financial planner or any of your advisors. You may have the best financial planners in the world, but it's what they don't know that may end up costing you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, in undue taxes, fees, and lost opportunity costs. And when I tell them that, they said, no, you're probably right. But there's many, many strategies out there that people don't know about because they don't know the tax codes. And that's one of the things I ask business owners, what is your biggest expense? Well, my business loans, my this. I said, no, your biggest expense is taxes. I said, you're absolutely right. Well, how would you like to get $100,000 or $200,000 tax deduction, not this year, but 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road? Do you realize how much money that would be for your family in a tax-free environment? And people don't know about this, but they
They
need to be
truly
educated.
don't. And it's stuff that, holy cow, Alan, that people need to contact you. You did a TED talk too. Tell us about what the TED talk you did.
Well, I've put in for that. I haven't done the TED Talk yet,
Oh, you're not done TED talk. Okay.
but I want to do one very, very badly because
So,
just like what I'm telling you tonight, people don't know.
no, we don't know. It's a secret that's missing. And you're the man to do it. So, where can people find information on you? Because I'm intrigued. You're kind of giving me a taste, but you're giving me the what, not the how. That's why people have to contact you. Where are they going to go? Where's the best
Well,
place?
it's just like when people ask me, well, how do you do that? It's not how I do it. It's who I know that knows how to do it. And there's a great book written by Dan Kennedy, Who Not How.
Right. He's a
But they can always call me at 910-551-1046. That's my number. My website is also out there. But LinkedIn, You can reach me at Strategic Wealth. The number zero, the my email, excuse me, Strategic Wealth, the number zero at gmail.com. My website's out there. You can find me on Facebook. My business Facebook is Strategic Wealth. I also have another Facebook and LinkedIn, which is A Porter at debtfreeforlifeadvisors.com, and where I specialize only in debt-free situations. Because when you get, you need to understand, debt is probably the biggest problem with people in the United States
Absolutely.
living the life they want to, but they don't realize it. You know, they say, oh, I have a 2.75 interest rate. Well, that's great, but that's not what you're paying. When people understand this and they see the results of something like this, it's a paradigm shift in their thinking,
Truly.
and it can change their lives. I changed my people, the people I work with, I changed their life both emotionally and financially, because what's happened to my family, I don't want that to ever happen to anybody, especially with the health of your children. But the financial repercussions, I'd probably be bankrupt right now if it wasn't for insurance products. Now, understand, I'm a registered investment advisor. I have a team of people that can do stocks and bonds, and they get paid a fee whether, you know, this is what gets me. They get paid a fee whether you make money or not. Like all the advisors out there that do
Right.
stocks and bonds. I'm a certified financial advisor, excuse me, a certified financial fiduciary, and I don't understand how people that just sell stocks and bonds could be calling themselves a fiduciary when it's obviously they cannot be looking out for the best interest of their clients because they charge a fee whether the client makes money or not and don't show them the best alternatives out there.
Wow. Such great information. We appreciate you coming by. I'm intrigued by many things, and I'm glad we got to meet each other and you come on the show. Definitely have to come on again. So appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I mean, there's many, many things that I can talk about.
Yeah.
Just like in retirement, people 62 and over have over $9 trillion of home equity in their homes, and they sit there. They don't use it. I
Oh
show
my gosh.
people how to use this money to create tax-free income for
That's
themselves in retirement.
huge. Huge information. People need to reach out to Alan. I appreciate it, Alan. Thanks for stopping by.
Neil, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.